Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. September could be a busy month for debates between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump.
ABC News says both sides have agreed to debate September 10th. Fox News has also proposed a debate on September 4th, and NBC News is looking for a September 25th debate. Speaking at his Florida resort, Trump says details still need to be worked out.
Audience, some location, which city would we put it into, but all things that will be settled very easily, I think it'll be very easy. The other side has to agree to the terms.
ABC says David Muir and Lindsay Davis will moderate their debate. It's the same date that Trump and President Biden had agreed to their second and final debate before Biden dropped out of the race. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A new lawsuit's been brought against Abbott Nutrition by a Kentucky family surrounding the death of an infant whose formula contained bacteria. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A judge has ruled that Cheyenne Ping and Christian Delakia can sue Abbott Nutrition after their 13-day-old baby, Willow, died in 2023. She'd been fed Similac, Total Comfort powdered formula, and became infected with Chronobacter, a dangerous germ linked to the formula. Willow's formula was made at the Sturgis, Michigan plant, which was temporarily closed in 2022 after contamination was detected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Leaders of the United States, Egypt, and Qatar are jointly demanding that Israel and Hamas return to stalled talks on the war in Gaza. The three leaders issued a statement Thursday saying only the details remain to get a ceasefire deal and hostage release. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 683 points, the Nasdaq rose 464, the S&P advanced 119. SRN News. A plot to bomb churches in Indonesia is foiled.
A 19-year-old member of a Muslim terror group has been arrested and charged with plotting to plant explosives at two houses of worship in East Java. The man was recruited by an ISIS affiliate online and was planning to unleash the explosives soon. Indonesia is 83% Muslim, and while Christians have long lived there in peace, the atmosphere has been changing lately with the introduction of radical Islamic groups. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's an unusual gospel outreach taking place in Tennessee. Robert's Western World is Nashville's most iconic honky-tonk and practically synonymous with country music. But for an hour on Sunday mornings, no one can drink alcohol and they can only listen to Christian music. During the gospel hour, Pastor Ron Blakely plays guitar while his daughter Mimi Fisher sings on stage to an audience of locals and tourists from across America. This is SRN News. Authorities in Austria have foiled a plot to launch an attack outside a Taylor Swift concert in Vienna. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Austrian authorities have said that both suspects in a foiled plot to launch an attack outside a Taylor Swift concert appeared to be inspired by the Islamic State group. Investigators found bomb-making materials at one of their homes, and officials said one of the two confessed to planning to kill as many people as possible outside the concert venue. Three sold-out concerts were cancelled a day earlier because of the plot, devastating Swifties from across the globe. Concert organizers said they stood behind their decision to cancel the events. I'm Karen Chamas.
Business groups in Mexico are warning of economic damage to companies and thousands of regular citizens as a protest blockade by farmers of Mexico's main east-west highway reached its second full day. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.